You Couldn't Make It Up, English News on February the 5th. Russians are lucky, it seems. Their president has a calming effect on wild animals and has a history of getting close to beasts, tagging whales in the wild and using a microlight aircraft to fly with migrating cranes. He specializes in saving journalists from wild animals, that is, wild animals who are agitated and attack visiting journalists. He once saved a TV crew from a tiger and yesterday soothed a young Persian leopard that had just molested two of the world's media. Of course, it may be that President Putin was just congratulating the leopard cub who scratched one reporter and bit another on the knee when they were visiting the animal's enclosure in the company of the Russian head of state. President Putin has good reason to be less than pleased with representatives of the media who seemed hell-bent on finding negative stories about the preparations and arrangements laid on for the soon-to-open Winter Olympics in Sochi. We've already reported the stories about the twin men's toilets in the press room of the Biathlon Center. Now, American troublemakers posing as responsible journalists are reporting to the civilized world that you cannot flush used toilet paper down the toilet. You have to put it in the open bin provided. You don't have to take their word for it. There are pictures of a sign in English saying just this, with a piece of toilet paper visible in the bin, shown in the same photograph. President Putin is keen to counter bad sanitation news with good leopard headlines. As a result of the Winter Olympics, Persian leopards are being reintroduced to southern Russia, where they've been extinct for the past 40 years, he says. What the president does not comment on is whether the leopards will require a regular diet of Western journalists or if occasional sound bites will be sufficient. That's all for now, except to say a happy birthday to my son David. Happy birthday, David.